What's up, game heads, and welcome to episode 22 of Glitch Therapy. I'm your host, Ramondo Burnside, and with me...
All right, Ben Dupe.
What's up, guys? Is it Jose?
I think it's 21.
Is it? Did we have this conversation last time?
Wait. Dude, we have this conversation like every time on Nerd Church Radio.
I was going to say it's the 16th today.
I want to say that I am right again on this one, but we're going to double check. Let me see.
Oh, no, it is 22. I'm sorry. Yeah, I labeled it wrong. My bad. And I'm like 99% of the time I'm wrong about this, like the episode number.
I thought we were talking about dates, and I was like, no, it's right? The 16th.
Yeah. I know, right? If you guys don't recognize the man, the myth, the legend, Ben Dupe is joining us today. It's been a while since he's come on the show and hang out with us.
The tall, the clumsy, the awkward.
That works too.
Ben Dupe. All perfect.
We'll put it in your bio.
Yeah, right.
Oh, man. It's nice getting back because I know last week we didn't get a chance to jam and talk or whatever. You know, we're down a guy and Joel's out of town and stuff like that. And everybody had a lot of stuff going on. So it's nice to get back to it and see you guys again and talk some games, man.
Yeah, for sure.
Joel's in Cali right now.
He's still in Cali.
He's in Cali right now?
Yeah.
He's been there for 2 weeks.
I think it's family vacation.
Yeah, visiting mom, his dad, and stuff like that.
Jealous, man.
I know, right?
It's burning.
We went out to the East Coast for our last vacation, and like that's our next vacation. We really want to go to the West Coast and check out like Portland and Seattle and California.
That's
and
the area I want to go to. It's like the upper.
Yeah,
like
Northern West. California. Yeah, the forests out there are amazing.
You guys, Redwoods. Like, you guys offend me because I'm a SoCal person here.
You're SoCal.
Oh, yeah.
So that's fine. I mean,
hey, that works too, man.
I live in Iowa. Anything's better.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's all more cultured out there. So, yeah.
Hell yeah. What have you guys been playing, though? I mean, I know we had a week off and a lot of stuff. Not a lot's been releasing per usual. I mean, it's just this time of year, not much is coming out. I know there's betas and free games that popped up on PlayStation Network and stuff like that. You guys been playing anything special?
I've been jamming on Titanfall 2. You know, you lent me that, and that's been cool, man. Like it's been super fun. I don't have Xbox Live, and you know, Mondo lent it to me on Xbox, so I haven't been playing any of the campaign stuff. So I've just been jamming on single player. Other than that, I've been thinking about buying the Jason, you know, the Friday the 13th game. I really want to get into that.
Do it,
but yeah, I haven't gotten there yet. I almost bought Fists or whatever.
Arms. Okay.
But the thing about it was, like, it's kind of bullshit because you have to have 4 Joy-Cons to play multiplayer with people. So it's like...
Oh, you have to have 4 of them? Really?
Yeah. Like, each person holds 2 Joy-Cons and plays, like, because you have 2 fists.
I thought it was control as well with just a regular control.
I think if you have some pro controllers, which those are like $70 a piece.
Oh, fuck that.
So,
I mean, yeah, man.
You're gonna have like 4 of those. You got 4 of those, you got money to throw around.
Yeah. So I would have spent like $60 on the game and then another $70 or $80 on 2 Joy-Cons. And I was no way, man. Okay. I'm not dropping $100.
But can the two of you like play, you and Ariel or something like that? Like, because you need the 2 and 2, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You just have the 1. Okay.
And it's kind of like, from what I gather, it's really like a multiplayer thing. Like, you don't really want to play single player, I don't think. I don't even know if
I don't think
it has
really,
single player capabilities.
I don't know if it does either. I want to say it's mainly online
multiplayer.
Focused. Yeah.
Oh, it's online?
It's dead or dare.
I want to say. I know. I pulled a U for a second. Jose.
Yeah. It's what will Jose do?
What would Jose do?
There's a lot of those.
I just did what you would do. I studied.
Thanks.
I'm just calling it like I see it. And speaking of calling things like I see it, Spider-Man Homecoming is amazing.
Yeah, it really is, man.
It was delicious. I saw it again.
You see it?
No, I haven't seen it.
What is wrong with you?
I was planning on seeing it yesterday, but I prefer...
Come on, man. What's the matter with you, man?
I thought I need a haircut, so I went and got a haircut instead.
Hold on, time out. No, you're not getting away with this one. You didn't see Spider-Man Homecoming in the last week that it came out because you got a haircut.
I was busy all day yesterday, okay?
Get your priorities right.
Yeah.
Man. I mean, really.
It goes nerdiness appearances.
I had planned out, okay, I was going to go watch the Spider-Man at 8:20 Jordan Creek.
Mm-hmm. I'm judging you while you say this.
And before that, we were doing some other errands, all right? I was doing laundry and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, all right, I need a haircut too. So I have a buddy that he gets off work.
This is elaborate.
Like
I want to see how you wrap this back around.
Yeah.
I have a buddy that gets off work like around 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the time he's available to give me a haircut. So I was like, should I get
What day was that?
Yesterday.
So
Saturday.
In between yesterday and like when it came out a week ago, what happened in those
days?
Yeah,
what about today, man?
What happened all those other days?
We didn't meet up till 2:30.
What happened all those other days?
I was at work.
I work with you, so give me something else.
I was poor.
Okay, yeah, I'll take that one.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess
money,
I'll take
money
that
can be tight.
Yeah, it's a good movie though. Okay, it's a very good movie. All
right, I'll watch it today.
My grilling is done.
Hater,
you squirmed enough.
It's so much.
No, it was a reasonable. It was reasonable.
I just wanted to give you shit for the haircut. Like, I got a haircut. Like, what? What does that have to do with a week?
Hey, I get it, man. Though you got,
I do, I do. I'm just messing with you, but yeah, check
it
out.
You gotta look good, man.
Yeah, you get in that mode where you want a haircut. You're like. Like, fuck, nothing can stand in the way, man. Yeah, Spider-Man will be there later.
Yeah, and it's the girls coming on DVD. It. So,
yeah, eventually.
Yeah, soon. Eventually. Yeah,
yeah. The girls.
It'll be on Netflix.
It, so I took them.
Oh
to
yeah,
see
what
it.
What did the girls?
Think they loved it. I was like, well, because we're behind watching movies together. Cause yeah. Usually I go with my wife or some friends and stuff, and then Taylor, my oldest, she's like, well, when are we gonna go see it? We haven't seen Baby Driver. I haven't seen Spider-Man. I haven't seen Wonder Woman. I was like, you pick, and we can go. And then of course Gia, my youngest, heard, and she's like, well, you're not leaving me at home. I want to see Spider-Man. And yeah. So we went and saw Spider-Man.
If you give it to the kid, man, they're going to see Spider-Man. That's, swear to God, man, that's the most, those movies always gross the most out of all the superhero movies. Right. Spider-Man's always the most popular.
Well, I figured they want Wonder Woman, because they both haven't seen that yet either. And they love Wonder Woman. And, you know, it's like, you know, Marvel's idol and, you know. And all
Marvel's doing a fantastic job in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are. They're killing it. They really are.
Other than that, did you guys get a chance to watch the Castlevania show on Netflix?
I did not, man. I've heard a lot about this, but I never played Castlevania I know, yeah.
And me neither.
If you like anime, really? Though,
yeah, I haven't. It's so good. It's a really good show.
Yeah. I don't really watch anime very much either. So, no, like, I mean, dabble. I'm not against anime. The only anime I really have ever watched is Cowboy Bebop, and that's fucking amazing.
I'm judging you.
Yeah.
Oh, you're judging him now?
Yeah.
That works.
This is the judgy podcast day right here. We're all judging each other.
This is the Douchebag Podcast, brought to you in part by... Yeah,
Abercrombie and Fitch.
There you go. Abercrombie's like, what do we do?
He's like, oh, yeah, our clothes.
Yeah. But it's a great show. It's super short. It's only 4 episodes. They're about 25 minutes apiece.
Oh, wow. That is short.
Yeah. It's a short season. They're basing it on the Castlevania video game, Castlevania 3, Dracula's Curse from the Nintendo.
Okay.
So, I mean, cool. How much story can you get? I mean, I know there's backstory to Nintendo games, but typically when you're a kid, you didn't really give a shit about that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it follows Trevor Belmont, which is Simon Belmont's dad from the game. So, I mean, of course, to you guys, it's like...
That's what I'm hearing.
Yeah, but... but yeah, season 2 is already confirmed, and they're going to make it double the episodes, so 8 is what I'm hearing. So
keep probably wanted to keep those costs low on the first season, just test it out, see if people liked it or whatever.
Yeah, so. And Netflix is knocking out of the park with original anime shows and whatnot.
Dude, they won awards. I just got an email that they're
the 90s.
I think it was Emmys or something.
I got that same one today. Yeah.
They're like nominated 61 for a shitload of Emmys.
Was it 91 or 61?
91 nominations. 91.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Crazy
for shows and all that. Everything.
Yeah.
So they're knocking out of the park.
They are.
My question to you, Ben: have you had a chance to play Sub-Zero on Injustice 2?
No, is that a thing now?
It just released days ago. I think it was.
You step out for like 2 days and, you know, everything changes. No, I haven't been back in yet. I'll get in there. I've waited to buy all the DLC until like I want to wait until every character is released, until all those little fucking gray spaces are filled in, and then I'll pay the flat rate for all of them. I don't know how that works, but I just don't want to get duped into paying like $20 here, $20 there for different, you know, packages of characters or whatever.
I think I did what Noah did, and I did the Ultimate Edition, where it's like, you know what, fuck it, just take my $100 now and just call it a day. And then as they come out, I'll just go jump in and download them and fuck with them a little bit.
So it's $100?
I think that's what it was. But the awesome
thing
is...
That was like with the game, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Okay.
But I think right now, if you don't have Injustice 2, you can actually snag it right now. I believe it's like, 20 or 30% off if you want the regular version, 20% off. And if you want the Ultimate, it's 30% off. So you can, instead of $100, you can get it for 70 right now.
Oh, killer. That's sweet.
That's awesome.
Yep.
Very cool.
Check it out. You got anything?
Oh, what?
Some news or something? Or anything?
Oh, yeah, you
want
to do news?
Well, I don't know. You got anything else as far as what you've been up to?
No, I already got freaking shit for my haircut, so fuck you.
Your haircut looks good. I don't care about you.
Hey, man, no, your haircut looks solid.
It looks good. I was giving you shit about Spider-Man.
Fuck you.
We'll hug, we'll hug after the podcast is over, since they can't see us actually hug.
Hug.
Just do it now.
No.
Okay. We'll do it later.
Yeah. All right.
Let's do some news.
Let's do news.
A lot of news going on this week. We missed a week last week, so we're trying to pay a little bit of catch up too. So we're gonna kind of fly through some of this stuff.
And lots of news, man.
Yeah, just dripping, just dripping.
Don't stare at me when you say those stuff, man.
It's like dripping. That's like up there with the word moist, man. I don't ever make eye contact with me when you say the word moist.
I love the word moist.
Bonafide dripping moist.
If Betty Crocker didn't want us to use the word moist, she wouldn't have put it on the damn box.
Who's Betty Crocker?
Okay, moving on.
Okay.
You wonder why I give you shit.
I'm not good with names. Celebrity names.
Who's Betty Crocker?
Who's Betty Crocker? I like it.
We should make a shirt that says, "Who's Betty Crocker?"
Yeah. That'll be Glitch Therapy's first shirt. Who's Betty Crocker?
Oh, man. We talked about this a little while ago as far as the midsummer sale on PlayStation Network and Xbox Live. Most games are up to 50% off right now, so if you haven't jumped in there and taken a peek, done some shopping, some virtual shopping, then you are missing out. Mass Effect Andromeda, regular and deluxe edition are both 50% off.
Yeah, I should give it away for free.
Yeah. It should be like
Mass Effect Andromeda? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I thought about playing it the other night, and I'm so soured on it, man. I'm sure I can get some enjoyment out of it still, but it's like, man, there's another shit I could be playing, you know?
Yeah, it's terrible.
I need to finish Prey. I need to finish all this other stuff. I just kind of want to move on now.
That's going to be in the $10 bin, like, four months from now. Yeah. Like,
maybe sooner, just to get some money out of it before fall hits, when all the big names start, the heavy hitters start punching.
Yeah, you get Far Cry 5 out, man, no one's going to be paying a fucking
Mario
attention.
Odyssey.
Oh, yeah.
All nothing. That stuff.
Yep.
But that is 50% off. Rocket League, if you haven't touched that, Rocket League is amazing. It's good. It's on both systems. It's 50% off as well. So instead of it being 20, it's only 10 bucks.
What's the deal with Rocket League? What's that like?
Have you tried it?
Nope.
It's basically like you're playing soccer, but with little cars.
Okay,
that one, I played it.
Yeah, yeah. You are bad with names. You are not lying. But it's awesome. It's just, you know, and you can shoot your shots, and you're working in teams. What is it, like 3-on-3 or something like that?
Yeah.
And then one person's the goalie, the two other cars are running around trying to get a goal for your team.
Yeah,
I think it's the first to get 3 goals, or the time, or whoever's host the most at the end of time wins.
Okay,
but
cool.
It's super addictive.
That's cool.
And there's all
I'm
these
checking
DLC
out some gameplay
packs
for it right now, actually.
Yeah, a lot of DLC packs for like different cars, like Fast and the Furious pack or the Wheels pack and stuff like that. So
Gone in 60 Seconds pack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
You guys remember that movie?
It's a good movie.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah,
Nicolas Cage.
But why are they gonna do that that pack? It's only, they only care about one car.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I got it right there too. You see it? That silver one.
Oh yeah, nice. That's the GT Shelby, right?
Yeah,
Shelby GT.
Yeah,
instead of backwards.
Yeah,
what was her name?
I'm sure somebody will correct me.
I forgot the name.
Oh, Angelina Jolie, isn't it? Who? What are you talking about?
No, the name of the car.
Oh, I just said it.
No, the name that
he called it.
Yeah,
when he's like, oh, I forget. I haven't seen that movie in years.
I'm looking at gameplay for this. This looks cool, man. It looks like a PS4 Xbox version of like Mario Kart almost.
Yeah.
You know? So
it's in a big arena and there's like tons of arenas and stuff. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's super addictive.
Looks cool. Yeah.
So check that out. 50% off on that. As I said before, Injustice 2 Standard Edition, I believe, is 20% off. And then the other variations, the Ultimate Edition and so on, Deluxe, those are like 30% off and so on. Sub-Zero just released on those. And then I was going to talk to you guys too, because PlayStation Network has their free games, obviously. Until Dawn and Telltale Games' Game of Thrones series are free and for the entire month. Those came out last week, I believe.
They're free?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's like just Game of Thrones Telltale Games, or like all Telltale Games?
Well, it's just the Game of Thrones Telltale
Games.
Cool. So all 5 episodes are free, so you can play the entire thing. And then the Until Dawn is awesome. And I know a lot of people, when Until Dawn came out, they wanted to try it, but they just kind of put it on the back burner, and some people never got back to it. Now's your chance.
Cool.
Play it. It's awesome. Good horror games.
That's cool.
Yeah, fun.
Yeah, I haven't finished that one yet, so I'm going to – I think I have it downloaded, so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got it Until Dawn. Yeah, so we're going to be jamming on that soon. Yeah,
have you guys? So. You guys haven't touched it yet?
Not yet. No, not yet. Only so much time in the day.
You let me know when you start that because you won't be able to stop, and then you're going to play it again because you can have multiple endings depending on who dies and who lives.
Or if they I know all that live. Shit drives you crazy too.
Oh God! Yeah, I played it twice and I made sure that I got everybody out alive, and then I went through again and I just played it. Just let the chips fall where they fell.
Yeah.
Whatever. So, or was it the other way around? I guess I should say.
Yeah.
You have dyslexia right now, man.
I don't think so, but okay. Free games with gold. They're doing Runbo, which I'm not really sure what that is. I tried to look at it a little bit. It's an indie game, I believe. I don't know. There's a lot of DLC out there for it, so apparently it's doing something, but that wasn't necessarily something I was interested in. And then Grow Up is on Xbox One as well, and then Lego Pirates of the Caribbean for the 360. So usually PlayStation eats Xbox's lunch on the free games. They usually have a better lineup.
Oh, really?
Each month, it seems like.
Yeah, man, I don't know. I've never really gotten on there and gotten the free. I know I need to because, like, I pay for the subscription or whatever, but I always forget to get on there and check out what's free or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Joel always messages me and is like, hey, there's a free game this month. You need to get there and download it. I'm like, yeah, I'll do that. And you kind of sound like totally forget about it. I sound like him?
It. Yeah, you just you ignore say? Your voice. And I was like, is that Joel's here?
Hey, guys.
It's my impersonation.
I'm trying to
copy Joel.
Joel, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm trying to do you, but I can't do you justice. But did you guys get a chance to play Middle Earth Shadow of Mordor back when it came out?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, I did.
Say, because it's only $4 on the deals with gold.
It's a fun
for
open
for the Game
world.
Of the Year edition.
Yeah.
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 $4. I'm thinking of buying it.
It's super
I'm just
fun.
Saying.
Yeah. It's a good bargain.
You spent $4 on worse.
I have.
Oh, yeah.
I have.
I regret those $4.
I did for dinner last night. I
regret those $4.
I regret that.
Oh, man. And then Destiny 2 beta early access is an early access this week, so you can play the beta if you've pre-ordered the game, whether it be digitally or at your local store. The PS4 beta early access version is for July 18th through the 20th. And then the Xbox One version will be July 19th through the 20th. So if you have the PlayStation version of it, you're going to get an extra day. I believe that's a nod to Sony making that exclusive deal with them. So they're giving their guys a little more love as far as that goes. And then the beta access to all console players is going to be July 21st through the 23rd, whether you've pre-ordered it or not, from my understanding of it. So
cool.
Yeah.
Good deal.
Yeah, I had a few more things, but did you have something you want to toss in?
Yeah, man, I got some news. So I don't know if you want me to like read all this on air or whatever, but I don't know. We can edit it out if it's too long. So the trailer for Avengers Infinity War dropped, but not to the mass public. They just released it to like the crowd at D23. Mm-hmm. So, like, you guys, like, listeners, you just have to close your eyes and imagine this as I'm saying it, because they aren't going to release. They'll probably release it at San Diego Comic-Con next weekend, I think. But the trailer for the movie, the description of it goes, we are arriving, Mantis says to the Guardians. Teenage Groot is in the seat next to her. The place they're describing is dangerous. The body of Thor lands on the Guardians of the Galaxy's windshield.
Sweet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. His hair is short. Rocket is startled. Mantis wakes him up using her powers. Thor is startled. All the Guardians look at him, prompting him to ask who they are. The ship zips through the cosmos. Elsewhere, Wanda dodges some white energy and breaks a truck. Somewhere else, Loki stands in ruin, presenting the Tesseract to someone. Peter's spider sense takes off as he rides a bus. Tony prepares for battle, and he is in space with the Guardians of the Galaxy. Then there's a quote, fun isn't really something one considers when balancing the universe, Thanos said. This does put a smile on my face. Gamora looks on terrified. The Guardians of the Galaxy observe ruin in many of the places across Earth and the cosmos. Thanos warps into this new world. Star-Lord battles him. Strange battles him. Spider-Man in his new suit battles him. Winter Soldier battles on Earth. Wakanda readies to defend their territory. Cap steps out of the shadows, bearded with longer hair. Hulkbuster fights. Black Panther fights the four-legged creature from Infinity, whatever the hell that is. Thor's head is squeezed by Thanos. Thanos pummels Iron Man in a fight. The Guardians are all defeated. Thanos has assembled the Infinity Gauntlet. And that's how it
crazy.
Ends.
That is awesome.
And so where does this take place in the timeline? Like, is this supposed to be after, like, Ragnarok?
Yeah, yeah. So, like, we get Ragnarok in November, and all Marvel movies take place in real time. So it's like however much time was between the movies is how much time has passed.
Makes sense.
So we get Ragnarok in November. Then we get Black Panther in March. Then we get Infinity War in May.
Yep.
So it's just 3 months, March, April, May. Yeah, oh, so 3 months later.
Just picturing all that, man.
Dude, Thanos squeezing Thor's head. Yeah. Like, oh, man, that sounds insane.
Like,
and then they released a picture of the Infinity Gauntlet with Thanos wearing it. And then they also released a picture of Thanos' children, which I guess are going to be his, like, minions or whatever.
Army.
Yeah, which these are, I'm guessing, going to be the ones that, you know, all the good guys have to fight off. But we're talking about, like, upwards of 20-some good guys. And, like, it's crazy. I don't even know how they're going to do it.
Two
like,
parts.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, you know? I guess.
Mind blown right now.
Yeah.
Part one
but
and part two.
The first part where Thor crashes into the ship, that's pretty much the comic relief of the whole.
I
can just hear Starlight. Who the hell is this?
Yeah. I know, right? It's it's gonna be so good.
This is gonna be awesome. Can't wait.
I was just like checking my, these are my two favorite weekends of the year, because I like the first weekend I get D23 and I just get all the news updates, and then the next weekend we got San Diego Comic-Con. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna be just staring at my phone all day, like waiting for stuff to come in.
It is. And yeah, speaking of Comic-Con, that's this week, 20th through the 23rd, I thought, wasn't
next
it?
Weekend
is
yep.
it next weekend yeah
yep.
yeah this coming weekend. So man, this is everything starting to
it's
come together.
Awesome. I think DC is going to release like a film slate. Then other news, you know, we talked about this a little bit, D3, which I guess this isn't super new, but they released some Spider-Man gameplay, which I'm hoping it's good. I don't know, like I've literally never played a Spider-Man game that I liked other than the Super Nintendo Spider-Man, like
what?
From back in the day.
Spider-Man 2 was amazing. Like, that's where they, after that one, they went totally, like, not completely wrong, but they never got it right after that. Like, 2 was the first one where you were swinging through the city, like, oh my God.
Are we talking about Amazing Spider-Man 2?
No, it's just Spider-Man, I want to say Spider-Man 2, it was like early to mid-2000s. It was on Xbox 360, I want to say. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe I'll look it up as we're talking about something else or whatever. We can come circle back around to it, but... I mean, that was the first one when I got this swing, that swing through the city. I'm like, oh, this is the way it's supposed to feel. And that,
yeah, it's just, I don't know. It never feels real to me because you're always swinging through, like, I don't know, man. I guess, like, it's so hard to make a whole city because, like, nothing feels real because all the details on the buildings and stuff are wrong. Like, that's why I love so much about Batman Arkham City was, like, they sectioned it off enough that, like, you know, all the buildings still felt real and stuff like that. So
no, I totally get what you're saying about that. Yeah, because I remember popping that game in just to swing around. Like, I didn't want to do any missions. Oh, someone's screaming that their car's being stolen. I don't give a shit.
Yeah,
I'm just going to swing around.
That's all you want to do in it, because that's all, like, you know, that's the cool part or whatever. So I'm hoping they, like, get it down to where it's, like, it's a cool story experience as opposed to just, like, a novelty that lasts 5 minutes of just wanting to swing around and shit.
You know?
Like, so,
oh, no, that was PS2. I'm sorry. That was PS2 Spider-Man 2.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Cool. I went back. I didn't go back
far
enough.
Was Nick Cage in that one?
Yeah. I don't think
Nick
so.
Nick Cage?
What? Or not Nick Cage. Luke Cage. I'm sorry. Luke Cage.
Oh, in the video game?
Yeah.
They had a sprinkling of a lot of different Marvel characters in there that he'd run into.
Because I think you meet up with Samuel Jackson's character. I forget what his name is now.
Fury?
Nick Fury. Yeah, I think you meet up with him in like a park or something.
I played so many Spider-Man games. They all kind of smushed together at this point.
Yeah, the graphics are so bad.
But yeah, that one was a good, really good. So,
yeah, for sure.
And then I think I had just a couple more things real fast. I'll just run past them. Breath of the Wild DLC is out. So if you're still playing Zelda if you stopped, get back in there. They have new dungeons and stuff for you to do. They also have your path that shows where you've been, everywhere you've gone over the map, which a lot of players are loving that because when you played it the first time without having it, you felt like you touched everything, but then you have, I have a whole patch over here that I never touched or never got to. I'm getting back in there and go explore that area.
Doesn't that show you like 200 hours worth of like your path or whatever?
Your footprints or whatever where you've been. So
you know how much that costs, the DLC?
I want to say it's with your paid $20 subscription for the overall DLC. So you'll get everything with the $20, and then another one releases later this year.
Okay.
So if you haven't done that, get back in there. And then if you are an Overwatch player, Doomfist should be releasing in the next week or so. They're still tweaking him a little bit to make sure that he's optimized and not overpowered and stuff like that. So be ready for that. And then last thing here, probably my favorite piece of news that I found was Ready Player One released an official image a couple of days ago. And they're going to be releasing a trailer for the movie, an official one, this coming week. I think I want to say weekend coming up here in the next couple of days. And also the movie releases March 30th, 2018, so not far away.
Cool.
So
yeah, this image looks cool.
For Ready Player One, yes. If you haven't read that book, man, get on
it. I was
You were sleeping at the wheel?
No, I was thinking about something else.
Hold a Drax the Destroyer.
Yeah.
I was thinking of something else.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, man. Yeah. So that's what I got for news, at least from me anyway. Sorry for long list for everybody this week. But
yeah, it was good stuff.
What's the basis of Ready Player One? Like, what's the deal with that?
It's basically... I probably could pull up a synopsis, probably better, but there's a world where you log into like a virtual world.
In a world.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's like a video game they log into, but more people spend more time in this world called the Oasis than they do in the real world.
Okay.
And you can make money in that world, and basically...
Well, it sounds like a Westworld type thing.
More or less, yeah. It's pretty cool, and you get into your haptic suit, which is like, you know, the head goggles and the gloves and everything, and... Basically, there was what's his name that did the Apple? Jobs.
Steve Jobs, yeah.
It's a Steve Jobs type guy named Halliday makes this game. He made the game. He and another guy, and then basically he is like super into like all this nerdy stuff, you know, 80s stuff, video games, all this stuff, and he puts it all into this contest and says that whoever can get to the end of it and find this Easter egg wins all of his money because he ends up dying, and this was his like last will and testament. And like he's going to leave like $400 billion to whoever can find it, and so it takes place with that. And our main character is like this, you know, really poor kid who, you know, is not your typical hero who loves playing the game, and you know he's going after it.
This sounds legit, man.
It's awesome.
I'm on board.
The references are crazy. Like if you all the nerdy stuff you love, I guarantee you would love this book.
Sounds awesome.
I don't know if I did it justice with my explanation, but just
reminds me of like Wikipedia. Have you guys ever watched a movie called Turbo Kid?
No.
Is it a Disney movie?
No. Oh god, no. No.
It sounds like a Disney movie.
This is like an indie type movie, very very independent, but it's like, I don't know, man. There's just no way to describe it other than it's just some crazy, like, adult kind of independent superhero movie. You guys got to check it out. It's on Netflix.
Turbo Kid.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. Okay. Check it out. Huh. I promise you will not be displeased with how awesome this movie is. So.
Okay, fair enough.
So, sorry to interrupt there.
No, you're good. Yeah, that's all I had for news. And yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I got a little... Become John Wick like Gung Fu Master was super hot on PS4 and PSVR.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the super hot. It's coming to PS4 and PSVR on July 19th in Europe and July 21st in the US. And you get 20% off if you pre-order it and have an active PlayStation Plus subscription.
Done.
So looks cool, man. I don't know if it's something I'd want to play without VR. I think it would be something I would really only want to play in VR.
It's fun without VR. I have it on Xbox One and played a lot of it. I didn't finish it. I got maybe 50 or 60% through it.
Okay.
But it's just like puzzles, basically. But the 3D environmental puzzles with people coming around the corner. So you're in like a completely white like environment. It could be cars in like a parking garage or something like that. And you're just standing there, and all of a sudden you hear a poof, and you're like, where's that coming from? So you turn around, but every time you move, it speeds time up. So it costs you to look around. So you turn around and there's a red bullet coming at you. And there's like a red guy behind a pillar, and he shot it at you, and he's kind of running to the side strafing. And you're like, okay, you get your gun up. You find a way to hit him. Maybe you don't have anything. You got to grab a bottle off the ground, throw it at him. He flies. his gun flies out, you grab it out of the air, you shoot him. But all the while this is happening, other guys are coming, bullets from other directions are coming. It's a puzzle.
So when you're done, like, with the scenario or whatever, does it give you, like, a quick playback of what happened?
In fact, in quick motion.
In quick motion? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man, that's
it's like
awesome.
An action movie.
Yeah, yeah, that's yeah. pretty cool. It's sounds fun.
So I'm eager to try it in VR.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Very cool.
Cool. But, yeah, if nobody has any more news, let's go ahead and talk about some topics.
Hot topic.
With, you know, Game of the Year stuff talks already beginning to happen, you know, I figure we may as well get in on some of that action. We still have a lot of the year left. We're only, a little over halfway through it. And a lot of the great big heavy hitters haven't even come to the stage yet, you know, with Destiny 2 and Assassin's Creed and all the others. But we tend to forget as the year pushes forward that a lot of great stuff has been released already. And, you know, with Zelda probably eclipsing a lot of them, but there are other ones back there that I'm like, I hope these games are in the conversation at the very least. So I figured, at this point in time, let's talk about some of those games, remind ourselves, remind everybody else what else came out earlier this year that we were excited for that should be in the conversation at the very least.
For sure.
Did you guys have anything, like, in particular that you played this year that was like, this is so good, why is no one talking about this at this point at least? I know they talked about it when it came out, but... One for me was Resident Evil 7.
Yeah, brought that one.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Like, it should be in the conversation.
That was an experience. Like, it was a different type of gaming experience. I feel like a lot of games that I like open world games, and I feel like you get really similar experiences in a lot of those games, but Resident Evil was, like, a legitimately creepy experience, and, like, it's not very often you come across a game that gives you, like, a weird sort of...
Big vibe,
yeah, or just a different experience than you get from other games. So
yeah. What I need to do, I'm gonna bring it for you next week. So I haven't been playing it, using it as much lately. If you want to borrow my VR,
dude,
I'll bring it
love
over.
To.
And you need to try Resident Evil 7 in VR. It totally kicks it up a notch, and it makes you like not want to walk down hallways and stuff.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Actually, yeah,
creepy.
Don't you have to have like your? Because I just got, like, my pupillary distance measured or whatever for my glasses. But don't you, like, enter that into the VR or whatever?
Yeah. Once you hook it up, you just go into the settings on the PS4, and then it'll take pictures of, like, your eyes and stuff like that. And then you can put the dots where they're supposed to be so that the distance between your eyes and et cetera.
Oh, okay.
So
cool.
Because otherwise, if you went with just my settings, if we are off, it's going to be slightly blurry for you and stuff. So
yeah,
there's ways
my eyes
to tighten
are probably
it up.
Farther apart than yours are just because I'm...
Yeah, it'll tighten that stuff up. So, yeah, cool. I'll bring it by for you.
Jose, have you played that at all?
I played it, but not with the VR.
Oh, okay. You haven't jammed on any of the VR stuff yet?
I don't know. No.
You don't want to get sick? You want?
Why sick?
Because VR make you sick sometimes.
Like motion
no,
sick? Or
yeah.
Whatever.
No. I don't think I'll... No.
You don't think so?
No, I just can't afford the VR.
Can't afford it? Yeah, I'm more right there with you, man. Well, I can't afford it either.
Yeah, we just need to have a VR night and just bring it over and everybody just jam on it.
Yeah, man.
Jam.
I'll bring the chips.
And the jam.
And the jam.
Chips and jam?
White jam.
Well, why not
jam? Salsa.
White jam?
Did you say white jam?
What's
white
jam? Why jam?
I think you said white jam.
Why is it gonna be
back.
White jam?
Another T-shirt, white jam with a question mark. You're a T-shirt machine. I'm gonna market you, and we're gonna do this.
All right. I got 60%.
Yeah, you want 60%? We're gonna talk about that percentage, man. I don't know. Yeah,
I'm the one that's coming up with these stuff, okay?
But you're not gonna use it right. We'll talk. Negotiations are on the table. I want to say that Legend of Zelda for sure is a front runner regardless of what's coming out by the end of the year. I don't think there's any conversation that's any argument I should say that's going to be against that. It's going to be in the top three for sure by the end of the year. I can almost guarantee it.
I think it's number one best game of the I don't know. I got a lot of games I'm excited about, man, but for that for me, like, that was just like, holy shit, this is some next level stuff. So
it's one of the few tens that they've given out this year for games. Well, most reviewers have given it like tens across the board. So I mean, it's going to be tough to beat this fall.
It's still talked. It's like the game most talked about still. Mm.
Yeah, so. It's crazy that it like has that longevity. You know, it lasted for people are still talking about
200
it.
200+ hours.
Yeah. Into man, it's nuts.
I think if any game can give it maybe a run for its money at the end of the year with how good it's been talked about so far, is going to be PlayerUnknown's Battlegrounds. Could possibly be a good contender
for
that.
So what's that?
That's a battle royale, 100 players against each other. They drop in on an island on an airplane, and as the plane's going across the island, you can jump out right away, or you can wait a while and pick your spot.
Okay.
But the overall premise is you land on the ground, and everyone's going against each other. So there's this huge island, and you have to find weapons and stuff. So you can spend your first 15, 20 minutes looking for supplies and rooting around houses and stuff and looking for weapons. You can fist fight somebody right away if they're on the ground with you. Cool. Basically, picture...
Battle Royale.
What's the movie?
Battle Royale.
Battle Royale. Is that Hunger Games? Hunger Games. That's the one I'm thinking of. Hunger Games. Think of Hunger Games, but with 100 players.
Battle Royale was the original Hunger Games. I mean, like, that movie is nuts.
Yeah, but picture those, but 100 players, and no one has any weapons or anything like that, and then you got to hurry up and grab stuff, and there's vehicles you can jump into. And the thing is, though, is like as the match goes on, the radius of the map shrinks every so often. So you see starting to happen. It's a timer ticking out. Like, okay, I got to get inside this little area, the circle, or else I'm going to die automatically.
Okay.
And you only get one life. It's not like a Call of Duty thing where you respawn. And once you're dead, you're dead.
Okay.
So it's ridiculously crazy.
Still on Steam.
Yeah, early access on Steam. Like it's like 4 million plus people have already downloaded this thing and been playing this shit out of it. It's like one of the highest watched games on Twitch.
I'm in. Yeah. I don't know. I still don't know if you're going to match like Zelda, though, with that, man. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I feel like Zelda is that perfect match of, like, just, first of all, it's an amazing game, but second of all, it has that cult following, too. So it's, like, once you blend those two things, it's just, like, the perfect fucking storm of, like, just Nintendo being rich as hell.
Zelda has that following. Nintendo being rich as hell.
I mean, they're just money machine, man.
It's true, man. I mean, especially with their original, or should I say their IPs that they have. That
IPs.
Are their original properties, their intellectual properties. Like Mario, Zelda, like all their stable stuff is like some of the best out there. You can't beat it.
Yeah, man. You know? Zelda is just something about it, man.
I just wish they'd get some of their other shit together. Yeah. As far as like just the way that they market some of the other stuff or like not put enough product out sometimes. It just drives me nuts.
Yeah, man. They're always trying to reinvent the wheel, you know. They don't want to like do the same thing. They just zig left
when Airbus is going right, which is fine.
Yeah.
I just hate that they don't put enough stuff out.
They're like that weird kid in class, man, that's just
eating glue. Yeah. Elmer's glue out of his desk.
But he makes cool shit, you know.
So why is that kid always eating the crunchy macaroni instead of putting it on the paper? I don't know.
Why is he sniffing his eraser?
Yeah,
rubbing it fast and sniffing it slow.
That's a natural.
That's the thing, right there. that's the thing.
Yeah,
experience.
But I really want Resident Evil to give it a run for its money, but I don't think it's going to be enough. I think you know what I mean.
Like Horizon Zero Dawn will actually
give it close,
competition.
Yeah. That seems to be the comparison all the time, which I don't really think they're the same game personally. I mean, I think they draw similarities, but I've talked to people that have been playing both. And some of them complain, like, if they played Zelda first and went back to Horizon, they try to do shit in Horizon that they can't do.
Yeah,
like climb stuff. Like climb everything.
I mean, they're both, like open worlds that you don't have, like, fucking cars or guns in, you know? Mm-hmm. You have bows and arrows and swords and shit. So it's like, I mean, they're similar in that regard, but they're very different.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, there's no mech dinosaurs or, you know.
Can you imagine going from Zelda, playing that for, like, 100 hours and then go back to Horizon? You're like, this is not the same.
I tried, and I never finished Horizon for that reason, because I don't know, man. Zelda was just so good, and it kind of burnt me out on that, like, that whole type of game. So I was just, by the time I was done with that, I wasn't going back to Horizon. I might go back to Horizon, like, a year or two later.
Makes sense.
Yeah,
eventually.
Sometime. I think, actually, if a game's going to give Zelda a run for its money, I think it's probably going to be, like, Red Dead Redemption or Far Cry 5.
Those are both pushed in next year, though, so they won't even be
contenders. They aren't this year?
No, they pushed them. They pushed Red Dead into, like, what they say. Fall of next year, and then not Horizon, Far Cry is going to be like first quarter, so like March or something like that.
Yeah,
I was hoping for it too, but I'd rather have the pie come out done than
ruined.
Crap.
Yeah, like
this Mario, we got like Mario shit. Odyssey, like a Dramata. Though.
Odyssey, yes, we're getting.
And
that.
I feel like that might even push Zelda, give it a run for its money, because it looks like a different type of Mario game than we normally get.
I watched a lot of Twitch of that, and I think that game is going to, along with Zelda, because that should have done it for me anyway, but I think that those two combined will force me to get Twitch this fall.
A Switch?
A Switch.
Yeah. I'm going to watch you play.
Twitch now. Yeah. A Switch this fall.
See, you have dyslexia.
I have Jose syndrome.
I got a Twitch for the Switch.
It's uncurable. And when I'm in proximity of you, it gets worse. Does that sound legit?
Yeah, it does, actually.
I'd agree with that. I mean, because as far as everything that's been out this year with Persona 5, Horizon Zero Dawn, Legend of Zelda, Resident Evil 7, and the slew of fighting games and whatnot, I don't think anything so far has enough power to be.
What about Neo? Right,
Neo was great. I love
Yakuza
Neo.
Zero.
Are you talking about Neo? Neo?
What are you talking Neo, about? Neo, N-I-O-H. It reminds me of Bloodborne a lot. It's that kind of game.
Yeah, I heard Bloodborne was like,
it's great.
Like throw your computer through the wall hard.
It can be.
It's so difficult.
You got to be methodical about what you're doing. It's not a hack and slash. It's not just to run into the area and fight somebody. You kind of have to plan your attacks a little bit. There's boss fights. Yeah, right. And you can get really frustrated fast if you don't like think about what you're doing or how you want to approach it. And take your time. So if you're fighting a boss and you know that there's like a hit window that you can hit like two times and then you got to get out of there because he's going to smack you and knock half your health down or something like that, you can't get cocky and take another swing. You actually have to like be methodical, get out of there, wait till you have an opening again, go in again.
So is it like turn-based or is it?
No.
Okay, so you're actually doing shit.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. It's fun and it's very rewarding and it'll make you really mad at times. And you get stuck on something for a bit, and then once you push through, you're like, yes, that felt so good. And then you want to keep going, which is a weird back and forth of hating it, loving it kind of thing.
Open world or linear?
It's sort of open world, but not really. It's a linear path that has multiple paths, if that makes any sense.
Okay.
But ultimately, you're going to the same thing, which is like, you know, the boss in that area.
Okay.
And then you go up to the next area, so.
Okay.
It's a lot of fun, though.
I'm looking at gameplay for it. It looks cool.
It's very fun. Yeah, it's very frustrating.
Yeah, frustrating.
Yeah, but very rewarding at the same time.
Yeah,
it's like watching Game of Thrones, which starts again tonight.
Yeah, still not going to sell me on that, buddy.
Can't do it.
Got,
like an old man.
Too much shit.
You're trying to get him to watch Game of Thrones?
Yes.
I've never
watched it either.
Like
so.
Some old man
I've
on the
tried,
corner.
Man. I got, what did we get, like two episodes in or something? And it's just like, I don't know, man. It's just like sex and violence. I mean, it's cool. Like I just can't
so
get into it.
So much more than that. It's like when people. It's like when Spartacus came out.
And I haven't
like,
even seen that one.
All Spartacus is sex and violence, which to some degree it is, but it's also political.
It's also very good.
Like political espionage, like, you know, backstabby stuff.
So it's good sex
Spartacus
and violence.
Spartacus at the end where they the overthrow and stuff. Oh, man, dude. So epic.
I love that.
The last part, yeah. And then season two came around and it was like,
mm-hmm.
Bad.
Yeah.
Not good.
Well, they also lost what's his face?
The main
guy, because he got
cancer. He was the biggest part of why that show was so good.
Yeah.
So,
I'm pissed. I can't remember his name right now, but he was awesome. But it's too bad you don't get into Game of Thrones. But it's like that, where like that feeling of like Game of Thrones pissing you off because they kill somebody off, and then you're like, okay, I want to see what happens next, though.
Do people stay dead on Game of Thrones, though? Because I heard, like, Jon Snow died, but then he wasn't
spoiler,
dead.
Spoiler, jeez.
Yeah, man, I haven't seen it.
If it happened years ago, it's common knowledge.
He got mad at me for real. You see his face? Yeah. He was like, look here, fucker. I'll have you know. He's like waving his cane at me.
Yeah.
Like, it's like some angry old man.
Get the hell off my lawn.
Look here, Shani. That was hilarious. I never see Ben get that mad. Fuck.
I wasn't mad. What are you talking about?
No, like last time he got mad for the other, what was the other time he got mad?
I don't
mad
remember.
She's like, fuck that
he wasn't
shit.
Really mad, but the face she made was hilarious.
I was. What did I get mad about before?
It was for the Switch.
The Switch.
Yeah, we were telling you laughing. Details about the Switch, and you're just like, fuck that shit.
Oh, like price wise or something?
Yeah, because Nintendo. Yeah, he got mad at Nintendo. He's like, fuck Nintendo.
Yeah, because they're being dickheads. And, that's.
I'm gonna be saying that when the mini SNES comes out, I'm gonna be saying that.
Dude, I'm so
gonna be
over
get
that
one.
Bullshit, man.
I'm not gonna
I'm
get
just
one.
So over it. Like we're releasing a mini version of a console that came out years ago. It's like I'll just get a JCD and Hobby and buy one for like $30 if I want to.
And then buy all the games that you wanted.
Yeah, dude. And then, like, I play them for, like, 10 minutes, and I'm bored and out of my mind, you know? It's just like, you. I don't know. Do you have fun? Like, do you get hours of gameplay out of SNES anymore?
Only about high.
It depends on what game it is. Like Super Mario World was amazing, if I'm remembering correctly. Yeah, that's the one. Yeah. That was good.
You could go to Updown and play that.
Yeah,
I'm not saying I
want it for that reason. I just think it's kind of cool that this mini little thing. And I have a Super Nintendo. I mean, so it makes no sense for me to want this, but it's just Nintendo's playing on me and millions of others. Nostalgia.
That's all they have. And they buy stock in nostalgia.
It's fucking it's bullshit too, because they refuse to make their like virtual console, which could have all that shit on there, and you could just like download it and play it, and like yeah. just hello.
But then there wouldn't be like money in that, and there wouldn't be like, you know, we're making a mini version to make it look exactly like it looked in the fucking 80s.
But it sits in the palm of my fucking hand.
Yeah, like, who cares, man?
Because
yeah.
Japan.
Part of me says that what you're saying, and then part of me is like, but I want that, though.
You do. Yeah, no, you do. But I've given up. Like, I'm not. Nope, not doing it. They're
if I buy you one, will you play it?
They're fucking snake oil salesmen. Like, hell yeah.
If I buy you one, will you play it?
No.
Yeah, you fucking liar.
I'm not... taking part in this like snake oil.
I will not be part of this deception.
Yeah, man. I don't know. They're just.
Oh man, you guys got my stomach hurting on this episode.
Selling tricks.
I don't think I've laughed this hard on episode in a long time. Oh shit. Yeah, I don't know. But that stuff makes me mad. But
yeah
but I think what we talked about was Mario Odyssey that got us on that. That game's gonna be great.
Yeah. Yeah, I will for sure.
I watched a lot of Twitch of that. A lot of Twitch play on there and. Yeah, it looks really good.
Yeah.
Hours of fun for that.
What else is coming with Nintendo Switch?
As far as like just
Splatoon
big hitters?
I'm pretty excited Splatoon for that.
Two? Yeah, Splatoon 2 is going to be really good.
Yeah.
When does that come out anyway? I can't remember when that
I don't remember.
July 21st.
21st. Okay, so end of the week. Like
oh, wow, yeah.
Like that, so.
I still don't know if I'm going to pay for it yet, though. I don't know. I can't decide. I might.
Give it a week or so. I guarantee someone's going to buy it and then return it to, like trade it into like GameStop, and you can get it for, like, you try it at least, and if you don't like it, just return it.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Like, this wasn't for me. And I think it's online only. I think there might be some single-player elements to it, but I want to say it's online pretty much mainly.
Yeah, or you can play, like, you know, with, like, if
yeah,
you got
couch
two
co-op
people. Yeah, yeah, for sure. But other than that, man, I think that all we got really is Mario Odyssey this year.
Yeah.
And there's no other, like, big ones coming out.
No. And you figured that, you know, well, Assassin's Creed, I'm surprised you didn't bring, you know, I know we're talking about games that have already been out, but we're kind of sliding into, like, what we think can give Zelda a run for its money. Do you think Assassin's Creed is going
to
do
it? I don't think Assassin's Creed will give any lead to...
What? You're always backing like your Assassin's
I am, but
waving your Assassin's Creed flag all day long, and
yeah.
Now all of a sudden you're just gonna put it away.
Yeah, no, not this time. Zelda's gonna fuck you.
Yeah, man. I saw some gameplay for that from E3 too, where they're like killing cows and shit. Like,
Assassin's Creed.
Yeah,
they're in like Egypt. Where are the cows at?
I don't know.
There's
man.
Cows in Egypt.
Yeah, why can't there be cows in Egypt?
Yeah.
I don't feel like this
maybe
is
I wasn't.
Factual.
Maybe I wasn't watching Assassin's Creed. I feel like he was like sneaking into a farm and like killing
I
shit.
I think you're watching like the E3 feed and then you fell asleep watching like...
It was just dreaming.
Watching Discovery Channel or something.
Yeah.
He's watching
just
like...
They mashed it all together in his
History Channel and Assassin's Creed.
I just killed the Templar cow.
My fifth grade teacher was there and...
He was like, damn it.
Got really weird.
Yeah.
Nah, but yeah, I don't... All right, Breath of the Wild is just a good, really good game.
I want somebody to give it a run for its money, though.
Huh?
Do you have a Switch?
No, it's just I see it everywhere.
Oh, like, okay, cool.
The live, like,
do you have
the Twitch and
do
stuff.
You have,
YouTube?
Wii U or whatever?
Fuck that, no.
No.
I don't think it's any Nintendo stuff,
yeah.
Do you?
I have a 3DS.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cool.
That's good enough. That'll get you by.
Yeah. Smash Bros.
Smash Bros.
3DS is fun.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and Pokemon. That's the reason I bought a 3DS for.
Yeah. I feel like something's got to give it a run for its money. Like what about Shadow of War or even South Park, The Fractured Butthole?
The Fractured Butthole might.
I think
feel
they,
like, yeah. That
and they spell it
just...
but B-U-T and hole, W-H-O-L-E, The Fractured Butthole. Just to play on words.
That's hilarious. That's good. I like that.
But I want something to give it a run, though. I want it to be like a fight. I hate a blowout in any capacity, whether mm-hmm. I'm on the losing end or the winning end. It's not fun. You want a neck and neck race. Those are more fun. I want something to give Zelda that run for its money this year.
What is this I'm seeing? Uncharted: The Lost Legacy. What is this?
It's a spinoff from Uncharted series, from Uncharted 4. I don't want to say directly from Uncharted 4, but it takes Chloe from Uncharted 2.
So it's coming out in 2017.
Mm-hmm. It comes out in August. Yeah, yeah, right around the corner here.
Could that be good?
I think it's going to be good, but it's not going to be a contender to like knock off some Zelda type stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, because it hasn't been marketed like at all. I don't think.
It's gonna be really good. It takes Chloe, and then did you remember Uncharted 4? There was the black chick that was fighting mm-hmm. Drake and his brother.
I know who you're talking about. She made a way.
Nadine. Two of them join forces, and they're like treasure hunting and stuff.
That's cool.
And they're in the Middle East a lot for a good chunk of it.
I don't know, man. Uncharted games are always pretty high up. I mean, they're always pretty well liked and stuff. Mm-hmm. Especially the newer ones. They got a lot better as time went on.
Yeah,
I feel like that always, like it always got better with the next one, you know, like it never got worse.
Definitely. I'm looking forward to that for sure. But
I wish Batman Arkham would start releasing shit again. I know they said they're done, but like,
yeah,
it's just like, man, that's such a cash grab, you know.
Rocksteady said they're done doing Batman stuff, apparently. After the Batman VR, I think there's the last thing they actually had a finger in.
Like, I don't get it, though. Why not? Because it's like, it makes so much money. Yeah. I don't know, like, everyone loves that shit.
I think they're looking at it from probably a creative point of view. Like, as a development team, if you've been doing these games for, like, let's say, I don't know, I'm just throwing a number out there, or same type of game.
Yeah, you're probably done with it.
In the same type of character models and stuff like that. At some point, you're like, man, I want to do something different.
The Bat family is so big, though, man. You could do, like, a Nightwing game. You could do, like, a Batgirl game.
But you could also do, those could also come out as DLCs for the...
Usually.
But yeah, but I'm saying, like, if you're done doing Batman games, like, just fine. Like, do, like, a Red Hood game, man. He's so well-liked by people. Like, mm-hmm. people would pay a lot of money for Red Hood. Ariel fucking hates Red Hood. Yeah, but most people love him.
How would you feel if Rocksteady, who did, you know, all the Batman games, except for Batman Origins, WB Games did that while they were getting ready to do the last Batman, mm-hmm. Arkham Knight. They were doing that. Would you like to see them, since they know how to do a superhero game,
mm-hmm.
finally give us a great Superman game?
Yeah, man, we've talked about that before, actually, and like I feel like that would be one of the more difficult ones to pull off, because it's like you almost got to make a whole planet that you can go around, and mm-hmm. you got to be able to fly, and like it's like that's a tough
zip different places.
Yeah, man, like that's tough. I mean, unless you just like have a Final Fantasy car, you can just, you know, show a loading screen and drive the car there.
Fucking bring up the goddamn.
I know how much you love it. See, that's why I had.
Now
to
I'm
bring
getting
it up.
Final Fantasy PTSD. I was fine, and now I'm getting the Twitch.
I know, man.
The Switch.
I had to bring it up. Nah, man, I feel like a Superman game would be tight, though. If you could pull it off, like, it'd be really cool. I feel like you would have to make it linear, because an open world game, just then you're dealing with like No Man's Sky level, like, destruction. You're just trying to make it too
big.
What
if it was open world elements, but more of a linear story?
Yeah, like a linear, the game we were just talking about, Indiana Jones type game.
Uncharted?
Yeah, like Uncharted, where you're on a linear story, but you get like sandboxes you can play in, you know, where it's like pretty big, but not like huge.
Because Superman Returns was one of the early 360 games. It was a terrible game overall. Mm-hmm. The best part about that game was the flight simulation. Because you would just fly. You could fly around anywhere, go around the buildings, just curve around. His fists would just lead him around.
Yeah.
But the horrible fucking mechanic that I hated about that game was that there was a little city meter. So like little city skyline, little meter down the bottom corner had a little line for health. And so monsters and stuff would just randomly attack the city while you're in the middle of doing something. And if you didn't stop and go fucking kill those things and get rid of them, the city meter would start to go down. And if the city meter went all the way down at any point during the game, you lost. It was like,
oh shit,
what? Like, it was dumb.
Yeah, man, that's part of Superman, though. It's like he's always being pulled in different directions and stuff. So it's like, I don't know.
I'd be a shitty Superman. I'd be like, man, I'm watching this show. Y'all need to just take care of that shit yourself.
Superman.
Fend for yourselves for 2 hours.
Superman's chilling right
Superman's
now.
Superman's going to binge watch some House of Cards for a minute.
Have you started that yet?
I have not.
Not yet.
It's okay. On my queue. I'm going to start that probably here and maybe this weekend coming up.
It's good. It's a good show.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know if anybody's going to be a top Zelda, though. Just kind of round
Battlefront 2.
Battlefront
2. Star Wars.
There's no fucking way that's going to top Zelda.
I don't think it'll top Zelda. Well, then again, Star Wars fans are pretty rabid, though.
I hated Battlefront so much, man.
What?
Like, I'm sorry. Like, that game was beautiful.
This is why I like these conversations. Because at some point,
it looked so good, man. It was such a pretty game, but it was so fucking empty.
Yeah, there was nothing.
That's true.
Like, you just, there was nothing. Like, you just walk around and shoot shit. Like, I don't know. To me, like, that I'm just not the kind of person that has fun with those games. Mm-hmm. I want, like, at least a small campaign or...
Which you're getting this time. Battlefront 2 is going to have a campaign.
We'll see. I don't know. They're always talking.
You need to get it on Xbox One so you can play with myself and Jose and a couple other guys.
I mean, like, and that's cool. If you're, I guess, like, they didn't really market it like it was just going to be, like, a walk around and shoot shit multiplayer game. Like, I felt like they marketed it as, like, maybe there would be some single-player capabilities. Mm-hmm. Maybe you'd be able to fly the Millennium Falcon for more than, like, 2 seconds until some jackass
you become
with
a big
username
target.
Of, like, Buttnugs420 steals it from you, you know? It's like...
I never got to fly the Millennium Falcon during, like, actual matches. And if I did, like, the flying... The multiplayer matches where you're just doing the flying, the dogfights and stuff. Mm-hmm. I got it like once, and this is over the course of like months, maybe up to a year.
You had to work so hard to fly.
I could never
thing.
Find it, and when I did finally get it, I got shot down immediately.
It was
whack as hell.
I just feel like it was such a beautiful game. Like they could have made like a linear story that would have been so cool to play through, but they just, I don't know, man. It was disappointing to me.
So, this one's going to get fixed with all those stuff, so hopefully.
And I love Star Wars, man. I want that to happen. Like, I want to have a good Star Wars game, but, yeah.
So basically, we're conceding that nothing's going to top Zelda this year. You guys don't think anything down the pipeline, nothing. This is the final call. Nothing's going to beat Zelda if we don't.
I think Zelda's too big.
I still think Horizon Zero Dawn.
I don't think it's going to be able to hold it.
Oh, man, I don't think
so. You haven't even brought up your favorite game, Friday the 13th.
No.
But that's an indie game.
That's totally in a different realm. Like, I have so much love for Friday the 13th. And if you haven't tried that yet, it's so cheap and it's so much fun. And it's not as glitchy as it was when it first came out.
Like, we're comparing, like, the New York Yankees to the Iowa Cubs right now. That's like,
good comparison. I mean, I like that analogy.
I don't watch baseball.
Yeah, I know.
Bad
analogy. I'm just saying, like,
bad analogy.
Major league and minor league. Oh, you know what I mean? Like,
he's thinking of a better. Okay, were you thinking of a better analogy, or were you just spacing out for a second? Your eyes flickered and shit. Was anybody home? Like, your lights were on, but nobody was there.
I left to grab a beer.
Somebody inside your head was flicking the light switch, like tick 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 tick. You were losing your mind for a hot second, trying to analyze. Oh man. Well, we probably should move on to like our email question real quick. We're running out of time here. We got an email from a friend of ours, so let's go ahead and check out that.
Sweet.
All right, so we're going to dig into an email question from a buddy of ours who wrote in and had a couple of questions for us, actually. Our friend Justin. So he says, "Hey, Mondo, Jose, and Joel. I just started listening to your podcast and love it. I remember working with Mondo at Wells, and we would essentially have conversations that reflect the same topics you talk about in your podcast, just with far less structure. Just wanted to shoot an email and say keep it up. Otherwise, I wanted to touch on a game that is doing well but doesn't seem to get much limelight. I'm going to fanboy out a little bit here, so bear with me. Titanfall 2, I have never played a better first-person shooter, hands down. Its movement system is so incredibly smooth, and being able to play as a Titan is a cherry on top." He goes on to say that there are so many game modes that no matter what your play style is, there's something there for everyone. Respawn consistently listens to its community and puts out free DLC almost quarterly, if not sooner. And he wants to know what has been our experience playing it, and if we haven't played it, if we have played it, what are our favorite Titans and what, you know, our play styles are as far as that goes. He stresses that if you haven't played it, get it, and that I should know what his play style is so he knows I wouldn't steer anybody wrong, apparently. Last but not least, he says He's got a podcast ending question for us as well that blends his love of gaming and movies. If you could see any video game made into a movie right now and done right, what would it be, and what actors / actresses would you like to play the lead roles? I could not think of anybody on that. And he says, bonus question, favorite guilty pleasure video game-based movie. Let's hear those shameful answers, fellas. He says, be excellent to each other. Justin, Gorilla Mask, Hasseltine.
Beautiful.
Yes.
I like it.
Just
a lot of questions.
Yeah, it was a lot of questions. So we'll power right through those, Justin. You hit us with like the multi-shot there, buddy. Playing Titanfall 2, I thought was amazing. I finished the campaign. I played a shit ton of multiplayer with Joel.
Mm-hmm.
Attrition was probably our favorite thing to do, if not the when you're capturing the points and everything. So I think I agree. They walked Titanfall 2 out to die last year. They put it between Battlefield and Call of Duty, and it was right smack dab in the middle, maybe a week apart from both of those, 2 weeks apart, something like that. So it didn't get the love that it deserved. So I love that game. I still have it. Ben has it right now. He's playing it. So
yeah.
Yeah. So it's a great game. To answer your other part of your question, the Titan that best suited my playstyle was probably the Ronin. That was the one that had the sword, the mech with the sword. Scorch wasn't bad for a good defensive and trapping. And then I like the Ion just as an overall well-rounded mech to use, or Titan, I should say, to use. It was a beginner Titan, but I would vary my loadouts with it, and it did me justice as far as that goes. So,
okay,
that's how I would go with that. So, and then as far as a video game movie that you'd like to see done right, is there a game that you can think of real quick, Ben?
Man, I fucking hate video game movies with a passion. Yes. Like, I can't stand them. I think like Resident Evil games or movies are so bad,
the
Rotten Tomatoes scores are like all below 30%. But I will say the only movie that I think or game could be successfully made into a movie would be Uncharted. And I think
it's they're doing right now.
Yeah, yeah, man, it's such a linear thing. It's like watching a movie when you're playing it.
I mean, I
want to see Nathan Fillion play Nathan Drake.
That's not even gonna happen. That's not but I would happen, love it. That's yeah, what all the nerds want, and they got Tom Holland to play like young Drake,
which that's perfect. Which he looks awesome. A lot like him in the movie.
Yeah, yeah, I like him a lot. He seems like a really genuine dude. So I would have to agree with you on that. I think that a lot of video game movies that would turn into a great movie would be mostly sci-fi or horror stuff, typically, in my opinion, would translate better than just most other ones, like action movies and stuff. I know Prince of Persia wasn't bad. That was one of my ones that I was like, hey.
Right.
What they need to do, Mondo, is they need to take this Friday the 13th game and make it into a movie. Has anyone ever done that before?
I don't know if anybody has done that
I don't know.
At least. I mean, come on, guys.
Genius idea.
Holy shit.
Make like 10 of them.
We're going to be fucking millionaires. 12 of them. Let's do it.
Just blow it out. 12 movie deal, done.
And then they should mash it with other horror characters.
Yeah.
It should be perfect.
Could be a really tall guy with a white mask that stabs people with a butcher knife.
And then, and then one of the guy that has like a striped sweater and
with butter knives for fingers.
Yeah.
Almost like
Edward Scissorhands. Yeah, but
he looks
scary.
At you like, do you want a sandwich or do you want to die?
He kind of looks like Deadpool.
I like it. Yeah,
that's just a question.
Yeah.
I would say Dead Space, Horizon Zero Dawn could be awesome. Find an awesome up and comer.
Okay,
as far as an actress. And then let her like do her thing, man. Like blow it out, make it like a summer blockbuster, Jurassic Park kind of thing.
Yeah, man, that'd be cool.
But other than that, I would say BioShock. Maybe make that into a movie, a TV series, or Resident Evil 7 into a series, like on Netflix or something, or Mass Effect.
Nice.
So those would be mine. And then finally, the last part of that to kind of wrap things up was the favorite guilty pleasure video game movie that has been released. For me, a good one I would have to say is Tron Legacy. Love that movie, 2010. Came out. Prince of Persia was a good one. These two aren't really video game movies based on any particular IP, but Wreck-It Ralph and Scott Pilgrim were great movies that were based on video games. So I like those two.
Never seen any of those, but I need to get on.
Scott Pilgrim, man?
Nope. I need to get on Scott Pilgrim. Yeah.
Shame.
Fucking guy.
I know. I need to.
Like, I'm bringing you a stack of movies now.
If you have Scott Pilgrim,
I do. Yeah, I'd love to. My daughter and I love that movie.
That movie's awesome.
If you got to go with bad ones to wrap it up, it'd be Mortal Kombat was a good, horrible one.
That's my guilty pleasure right there. The 1990s Mortal Kombat.
The 1995 Mortal Kombat, Silent Hill 2006, Double Dragon 1994, and Street Fighter with shitty ass Jean-Claude Van Damme and was it Raul Julia?
Yeah.
As fucking M. Bison. Like, why? Yeah.
You forgot Super Smash Bros.
Right?
Oh, yeah. What? Or the Mario movie. Yeah.
Super Mario. When I was 14, so that Street Fighter came out, I was so like, funny. "What? This isn't Bison?"
Yeah.
Anyway, If you got any other questions that can piss us off or get us talking and arguing with each other, please give us a shout out at glitchtherapy@gmail.com. And we'll be happy to talk about your question on the air and give you a shout out. We definitely appreciate that. Otherwise, we want to support our show. We love it. We're hearing from our fans and hearing from people that listen to us. Give us a shout on social media at Glitch Therapy on Instagram and Twitter. Otherwise, you can support us and go to patreon.com/glitchtherapy for as little as $1 a month. You can support our show and help keep the lights on, help us to get some other things going as far as contests and getting stickers out to people and things of that nature. One-time donations are great, too, if you'd like to do that. Otherwise, please subscribe, rate, and review. It's such a small thing to do and does such a huge thing for us. It helps other listeners find us in iTunes and other podcast apps. It keeps us near the tops so they can find us and listen to us, too. So make sure you do that if you haven't done so already. Otherwise, check us out on social media. Where can we find you at, Ben?
Indie Comic Ben or Nerd Church Radio, both of those accounts on Twitter.
Booyah.
Yep.
Me, Jose. I'll be in Twitter and Instagram.
You'll be in it?
In it.
Okay.
In it. Inside it.
Yeah.
Like in there.
How, in the web.
How does one get in there?
One does not say.
Okay. All right.
I'm Hipster Made. Mm-hmm. You almost lost me there. Mm-hmm. And I'll be in the PS4 and Xbox One. It's your senpai playing games.
Boom. You can find me at Nerdy Romando on Instagram and Twitter if you want to play some games with me or just friend me on Xbox Live or PlayStation Network. My name is Dirty Dimes. Otherwise, guys, that's our show. And have a great week. Game on.
Game on.
Game on.